Oh man, I love this song. Every time I hear it, I can remember where I was and who I was with. It reminds me of this. Does this sound familiar? Music is like a scent. It can instantly transport you to another time and place. I ask my guests to dish about their song with the memories that go with it. I'm your host, Tiffany Mason. I have a passion for music and a curiosity about how a song affects someone and why. Turn up your radio and let's explore Memories with a Beat. Hello, Podcast Land. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Memories with a Beat. And today, you guys saw it, we are talking about Duran Duran. This song actually came out in 81 and it is called My Own Way. I was not familiar with this song, but some other songs that you may be familiar by Duran Duran is Hungry Like the Wolf, Girls on Film, Ordinary World. That was the one that I really remembered. I really remember Hungry Like the Wolf too, but that was pretty interesting. This is a song, My Own Way. It's on the B-side of the Like an Angel album. My guest today is April. So April, if you wouldn't mind, please pronounce your last name and introduce yourself.
Sure. My name is April and the last name is Bielefeld.
Okay. What is the origin of that?
It's German. There's actually a town in Germany with the same last name minus the T, because I guess in German, they don't need the T. So we're not sure. We've tried to search our history if our relative was escaping, you know, the Hitler era or what, to be honest.
Yeah, you never know. So, okay, interesting. So if you don't mind, will you talk a little bit about this song that you chose and why you chose it? And I would love to know, really, I mean, how long did it take you to deliberate and be like, that's the one? Like, was it quick or was it really like you had to dig and narrow it down?
Yeah, picking songs is hard. I think 80s was kind of my era. I've kind of shifted. I'm now also into 70s music, you know, Queen and some of that other stuff. But honestly, growing up, and I'll be honest, I hate to like say this, but it was pre-internet. You know, we were in our room. We'd have the radio on. If I was studying as an art and photography major, if you're working on something long hours late at night, have the stereo on. I was listening to the college radio stations well before. I know I was probably in junior high when Duran Duran kind of hit the U.S. coast. And, you know, we had Tiger Beat magazine was our Instagram, was our way to follow our favorites. And, you know, Duran Duran started hitting Tiger Beat. My friends started turning me onto these guys in this band. And Duran Duran has got to be my all time favorite band. But it was very hard when you asked me to single it down. Because I also like the Cars. I like, you know, there's David Bowie, there's George Michael. I mean, there's just a lot. But it's actually surprised me as a lifelong fan that, and it's exciting too. I feel really proud that they've lasted. You know, when they first came out, the critics were all over them. They were really sidelined as just like another pretty boy band, you know, flashy dressing, the fashions they impacted, you know, who knew they were going to last? I mean, decades later. And some of the albums, to be honest, were a little bit out there for me, you know, but, you know, Come Undone, I think Ordinary World, you mentioned. That's a great song, too. But this one, My Own Way, part of it is my name is in the my name is in line, too. April Showers, get out of my way. So, like I said, when I'm out photographing, a lot of times this kind of plays in my head.
Okay. And can we go back to, you said that you've just kind of been a lifelong fan of Duran Duran. What is it about Duran Duran that draws you to them? Is it their music? Is it them as a band? Or was there maybe even also like some kind of fascination about, you know, it's this band over the pond? And I feel like a lot of our music, late 70s, 80s, came from like Liverpool, the UK, you know, that area. So what was the fascination? Them, the music, where they're from?
Yeah, I think those are all great questions. And I think growing up in the Midwest, and I don't know where you're based out of it, you know, it's Iowa, there's cornfields, it's all Oh, really? No way. Yeah, I was born and raised in Ames, Iowa. And
my mom lives in Ames, Iowa.
No way. That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh my goodness, April.
Yeah, I managed a Marisa store, graduated from Iowa State University, and it's been like great watching, you know, Brock Purdy proceed on to the 49ers. I mean, there's just a lot there. But as growing up in the Midwest, I always, even in junior high and high school, I was attracted to, I guess, being an artsy person, being different and being okay with being different. So it was kind of a challenge. There were other kids kind of in the artsy department, and we took it on as like, what's the newest band? And so we'd come to school the next morning and, you know, my friend Sheila would show me her notebook because she had like a blonde streak in front of her hair. Her parents let her color her hair before I could, you know. Duran Duran would come out with something new. It's like, who can get to the record store the quickest at lunch? You know, find a senior to drive you to, I think it was Music Land then, at like North Grand Mall or something. You'd save up your babysitting money and go get it. And then it was just, yeah, they were amazing, good-looking guys. The fashions are different. And for a long time, I always thought, honestly, I think a lot of us thought the cars kind of fit that England profile. They kind of look like that, even though they were from stateside. But yeah, it was a combination of the fashion, the looks, the sounds, the music. It's just kind of cool and sexy and you know, fun. And, you know, you had Nagel, Patrick Nagel, doing the artwork, you know, all the artwork for the Rio cover. So it was a lot of stuff like that.
You are speaking my language. That was my childhood too, or my teen years was, you know, take the babysitting money and go buy yourself a new cassette or single.
I mean,
lots of times I would only get the single because I didn't want to use my money to buy these songs I didn't know. Right.
Exactly.
Well, and I think too, the fact that it was part of your friendship culture, but also I think when you are in the art world, that also easily lends itself to the musical world. So I don't think it was a far stretch that you guys were kind of exploring these different expressions, you know, musically with a group overseas. So doesn't shock and surprise me there.
Yeah. And it's funny because my sister and I are totally different in that regard. I mean, I was the little kid that like, I'd save my allowance even as a kid and go buy, you know, I'd be like at the grocery store in Tiger Beach there. And I'd be like, can I, you know, I'd have my money. And so they let me put all the posters like on the backside of my bedroom door. My sister never did that. And I've always had this like link with music and listening to music. And now it's like, it's kind of funny because if you're in that era, it's like something happens and you spit out an 80s lyric, whether it's from a song or a line from a movie, you know. So, and it's been fun to see some of it like full circle, you know. It's amazing. It's exciting to see like Duran Duran. I mean, it's our USA Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They got inducted. I think the event at the Kennedy Space Center, which was for our space program, they chose a British band to highlight that with all the drones in the sky and this a big, you know, thing they put on, which I wish I could have been there. But, you know, New Year's Eve, rocking New Year's Eve, New York City, Duran Duran a couple times have now graced that stage. So it's just the longevity, too. It's amazing and exciting. But
yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. They're just kind of iconic.
Yeah. And now they are kind of iconic.
Right. And they've just kind of stood the test of time. And plus the age group that when they came out, we are kind of aging with them. So it makes sense that they would stick around because it's something that we like. And, you know, I think, too, that people are creatures of enjoying nostalgic things.
Yeah.
And so, you know, Duran Duran is very nostalgic. You hear the song come on and you're instantly transported, you know, back in time, which brings me to two questions. The first one is, so, well, a couple of things. I love that you're calling Tiger Beat Instagram of our day. That is awesome. But it is true. It's the only way we could get the information. And, you know, we didn't know at the time, but who knows how accurate any of it was because of how tabloids are now. Now, this song came out in 81. So how old were you in 81?
Ooh. I'd have to.
Maybe I shouldn't ask a lady her age.
Let's just say I was young. But like I said, I always, from a young age, I can look back to my old pictures and, you know, putting an album on my Christmas list wasn't unusual. It is funny. And maybe that's why my sister, you know, we're just like totally night and day. I'm like into the music and the fashion and she's very scientific and, you know, and she's a professor, and you know, it's just, it's, but it's amazing. We came from the same parents and grew up in the same house, but I don't know. And I probably heard about Duran Duran's, I was listening to their music, like I said, on a college radio station, mm-hmm. because in the Midwest, as you know, it's ways of getting like music and fashion and all of it was very limited. I mean, nowadays yeah. there's so, it travels so fast. Mm-hmm. So you meet people in California that grew up in that same era and their band choices are a little different.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Because they had more access. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a valid point. I've never heard that before. I love when like something new is brought up during one of the episodes. So great point. Yeah. A different area that had a lot more accessibility. People our age that lived in California or another area more populated that had more accessibility, of course, their choices would be different. So good point. So when you hear this song, lots of times we all have this song that we hear and it instantly transports us back to another time and place, right? Like this song comes on, you're in the grocery store and are you all of a sudden just like back in a college dorm? Are you studying? Like, or is it something where you're hanging out with your friends? I mean, does it instantly transport you to another time and place?
Yeah, there, and this one wasn't played as much on the radio. It was because it was on the Rio album, but any of Duran Duran's songs kind of hit different points in my life. But this one being from the 81 album, it's definitely like hanging out with a lot of my friends were older growing up by a year or two.
Okay.
And so like if they were driving and Rio, you know, like something Duran Duran came on, it's like they would agree like, turn it up. Let's crank it. You know, like we're cranking that song. We're in the car. We're tooling around Ames. And growing up in Ames was a great place in a way because it is a college town. You do have the influence mm-hmm. of the university. You have access to college radio, which other parts of Iowa, I'm not sure how far those radio signals translated. But yeah, so you could listen to the college radio station and get access to these different bands and go to the music store and this, you know, that's what's selling. That's what, you know, was on the radio. Same with Come Undone, Ordinary World, that came out a little bit later when I was living in Madison, Wisconsin, but immediately I can take it to a place and where I was in my life, what I was doing, just the challenges of, you know, running a retail store and, you know, all of that. So very much takes you back. It's weird.
Yeah, no, I think it's totally normal. I think it's interesting when someone does kind of cling to a band and then their albums, they can remember, like they kind of like, you know, grow with the band as the band releases their albums yeah. and kind of can remember along the way. Now, when you used to get your CDs or your cassettes, were you the type of person that you had to pull that leaflet out and you had to learn the words like immediately?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just yes. And we listen to it over and over. And I think that's what's changed a little bit. And it's a little frustrating with today's music is like something comes on and it may sound similar, but wow, I feel really, I guess dumb is the best way. It's like, I couldn't tell you which band that is. Whereas back in like the right. 80s, I knew pretty much 100% like, play me a song. It's like, okay, that goes with this band because yeah. they kind of had the same sound, you know?
Yeah, no, very valid point again, because I think too, a lot of similar techniques are being used now and a lot of similar yeah. Equipment. Whereas, you know, maybe a guitarist had his own style that he would use, you know? And so it wasn't necessarily only about the voice, but also about the music itself. So, which was also very important. Are there any lyrics that stick out to this song to you? Or, you know, like, is there a way that you apply this song today? Is it on a playlist or do you work out to it? Maybe you go for walks. I don't know. But how does this song, you know, apply to today?
I think it gives me strength. It just, you know, the whole title, My Own Way, is kind of that whole thing about it's okay to be different. You know, the chorus is all, I've got my own way. I can find my own way. I've got my own way. It just kind of repeats, yep. but it's that whole, it's kind of an empowerment thing. It's like, you just keep, and as an artist, you sometimes have to be willing to take, you know, bad feedback. Like, wow, that looks really weird. Why are you dressed like that? Or whatever it might be. And so just being strong and being true to yourself and continue to go on. And I think that is a message I would hope even kids, younger people listening today too, can get that through their music from a song or from something. I mean, back when I was growing up, it's like you had a bad breakup. Sometimes you'd attach a song to kind of get over it.
Yes.
I think it was, and I can't think, it's the band that opened for Duran Duran at one of their shows, and they had a song like Breaking the Chains of Love or something. And I remember going through a tough time and I would just listen to that and like pound it in, like, I can do this. I've broken free, breaking the chains, and you know, whatever it is, you know, we've all got some song you could attach to some good times, bad times, and you'd power through. So to speak.
Yep. I appreciate that 100%.
So I like to think that music is, you know, really a part of my life every day. But like I said, this one, when I'm out driving, you know, just the lyric, April showers, get out of my way. I love hearing my own, you know, it's nice to hear your own name in a song. I won't deny that, especially when it's sung by, you know, Simon Le Bon, but, you know.
Yeah, your favorite band sings a song with your name in it. That doesn't hurt your feelings. Yeah.
I know. And a side note, my husband's a musician. So last night when I was talking about picking a song, he's like, you got to pick one of my songs. And he's written some great songs. And I'm like, I know, but it's got to be a song that everybody knows. Like, no offense. You know? He was like, okay. He's like, you're going to pick Duran Duran, right? And I'm like, yep, I'm going to do it.
Now, you're a photographer, right? So do you have, like, do they come to your house? Do you have like a, not your house, but do they come to like a studio and you do like a photo shoot with them? Is this a song that maybe you would play in the background to like kind of set the mood? Or does it not play into your profession at all?
A lot of times what I do is a lot of environmental shoots, which are outdoors.
Okay.
So sometimes we will take music with us. I have photographed a few bands in studio, and sometimes you'll have music and lights, and sometimes, and then you can, you know, I'll put on a playlist, like something like, you know, Duran Duran, Brian Ferry's got some, you know, it depends on the vibe of the shoot you're going for. Mm. The Cars with Rick Ocasek, they got some great songs, you know, something to put the models at ease or the band at ease, especially to get them to move. Because a lot of times you don't want a stiff, you know, you don't want someone just sitting there stiffly, at least when you're doing like creative photography, whether it's for a band, models, and you're doing outdoor shoots. So yeah, all of that pretty much. But yeah, it figures into, you know, figures into a lot of that. I know I was challenged. My husband got into the band Survivor, which is an 80s band that did Eye of the Tiger.
Whoa.
And cool. I was so honored to be asked to take some photos of them, but I only had a like set amount of time. We had to do it at the rehearsal studio space that they were using. So I had limited space. But yeah, even though they didn't allow music, just to feel, because that's a very, you know, it can make you feel a little intimidated to photograph someone that's won a Grammy and had like Eye of the Tiger. I mean, that's like an iconic song. So to kind of embolden myself, and having a song like Duran Duran, My Own Way, I Can Do This, Rio, something sexy and, you know, cool to kind of be running in your mind to kind of think about the poses and think of even Duran Duran's photo shoots of how they're just so stylish. So pulling up some of their past photos, looking at past material to get ideas. Cause a lot of times bands or people come to you and they're kind of like, okay, here we are. It's like your job to help be the creative director to tell them where to stand or tell them how to move. And you're working with someone like that's been in Survivor, for example. He's already been in so many photo shoots. He's been photographed by some major people. So A, you have to be ready to try to think of something creative and different, but also, you know, he might be standing there telling you like, well, I don't want to move my arm like that. No, I got to be here. Or so you have, it's a combination of having a conversation both visually and verbally to control the photo shoot, get what you want, and help them, in fact, later look at the pictures and go, oh, wow, I never would, you know, hey, try this. Just try this, you know, and give them something new and different. And that can be a real challenge.
Yeah, I think that's great that you used it as kind of like this running reel of music, and maybe even the albums are flashing with it or whatever, like you're saying, or some of their previous photo shoots. The Duran Duran ones, kind of putting yourself almost in the mood so that you can kind of exude that to the others. So good on you. Good technique there.
Got a podcast? Are you loving it, but not loving how much time post-production takes? Or maybe you just have other tasks calling your name a little bit louder. Virtually You can help. Check out virtuallyuva.com, supporting you in all things podcasting, like editing, show notes, audiograms, and much more. See the link in the show notes. They're waiting to give you back your time. And on that note, let's get back to the show.
What are some of the words or some of the lyrics that really stick out to you? Are there any specific ones that, like, you sing louder in the car, or the ones that really come to you? I know that you're saying, you can go your own way, I'm gonna do this my way. Is there anything else? I just love that, like, a song can take you from like point A to point B in such a short amount of time. Is there some kind of story that goes in your mind? And are there certain lyrics that take you on that story in this song?
Oh, yeah. I saw you at the air race yesterday. You can kind of imagine being at an event, and you can kind of envision yourself either as a fan, or we all have that, you know, wishful thinking of like, I'm going to get to meet my dream, you know, musician in person. And or, you know, just photographically, you know, being out in a setting, what's that look like? What's that feel like? You know, being a creative person, you're often thinking of lyrics. I love the, you know, they did the song for the James Bond movie that they photographed at the Eiffel Tower. Uh-huh. And so you could almost, when you listen to the song now, you can, you know, back in the day when we had MTV actually played music videos, pair that with the song, and you can kind of like, oh, wow, you can see the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And it's such a great song in that regards for that. But this one too, I mean, this, you know, the second verse is, you know, public figure, what a pain. You know, you can put yourself in the musician's point of view. Mm-hmm. You can put yourself in, you know, Elvis movie just came out, a good example of a public figure that just hounded by fans and by press, and what kind of, you know, literally trapped in being that persona, to the point that, you know, what he was performing X number of shows in Vegas, and literally people said, it was like, perform the show, go to sleep, get up the next day, and maybe see a little bit of sunshine. I mean, just different whole perspective there from that side. We think it's all glamorous, but there's another side to it.
Yeah, I think that that's true with any successful person that we see, right? We always think like they were an overnight success, but it's all these, you know, trials and tribulations that got them to that point that, you know, nobody gives them credit for, and nobody... when you're setting your goals and your dreams, you're like, oh, I'm just going to do that. Well, there's a lot of not fun stuff before you get to the fun stuff.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. And even then sometimes it's a pain.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, is there anything else that you want to say about this song, you know, as far as the group or any of the lyrics, anything else that you want to add, April?
Yeah, I just think that listening to music really can take you on a visual journey. I think that hopefully people are really listening to, whether it's new music or old music, and discovering music. I think we have, in a way, we had a blessing of having limited radio stations back in the day. We were introduced to music that we might not normally have listened to. In a way, we've kind of changed the game for people that are younger. You can just pick a genre and you're just kind of stuck in that genre. You may never realize that there's bands still making music that might be more, you know, soulful or more, you honestly wouldn't get introduced to it. Whereas we were introduced by getting in your car. If you didn't have a CD player or you didn't have a cassette deck, which some cars didn't, most of the time might not have. And you'd have to, I remember often turning on the radio and you're flicking through the stations and something new comes on that introduces you to something new. And then you're like, that's a pretty good song. And that might, like you said earlier, it's like, oh, I love that song, but am I going to go buy the cassette for one song? Oh, let me wait and see if I listen to another song. And then another hit would come out. So I'm blessed that we had that growing up. I'm worried about what's happening to listeners today. Because I know even for myself, it's like I'm not familiar with some of the newer music and I'm sitting in a restaurant or I'm shopping and all of a sudden some of it's like sounds like noise, to be honest, because I can't understand the lyrics. I can't latch onto the lyric. But then something else comes on and I'm like, wow, that sounds kind of cool. What is that? Who is that? So
yeah.
I know we have these little apps. My husband has a little app and he'll hold it out and he'll be like, let's find out who that is. And then we'll see. And we'll be like, oh, well, let's go check out some more of that music. Maybe I would like it.
Yeah. Well, two comments on that, that I always think the same thing. My daughter always wants to control what song is being played. And I'm like, let's just listen to the radio. So you get a variety. You never know what's going to come on, you know, but I could easily even put myself in that same thing where I have like my own playlists and I like to read those or listen to those. But I too have an app called Shazam and we can pull up, you know, whatever the song is playing right now. So lots of times I'm like, hey, Hannah, Shazam this song and then send it to my phone.
Right. Exactly.
I think that that is kind of the beauty of Spotify though, right? I mean, that's the last, well, maybe in Pandora. One song and it will link to the next. And I do love that it will expose me to indie artists and artists that maybe aren't on my radar, but I go, wait, I really like the sound of this group. So yeah, I can appreciate exactly what you're saying. And I love that you said that a song takes you on that visual journey. You know, I was trying to think of why do I personally always like the book more than the movie? And I think in the book, we get to use our imagination. And so we've got this vivid, detail-filled story. And then we go to the movie and we're like, no, that's not what I had envisioned. So same thing. So that's interesting and a great way to term that as a visual journey. You guys, if you do not know this song, make sure you go to the playlist. It's going to be on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, and it's just called Memories with a Beat. The playlist. And this song is going to be on there. I want you guys to listen to it and see if you go, oh yeah, I remember that song. And if you do, you've got to share that with me on social media, whatever platform you want, under my company, Virtually You. And I would love to have that conversation with you. Or of course, just leave a review in Apple Music and we'll see it there. I hope that you guys enjoyed everything that April had to say. I know I sure did. And there was a couple great nuggets in there for me. April, thank you so much for your time and for being on Memories with a Beat.
Thanks, Tiffany. It was so much fun. I really, really enjoyed it. I'm glad we connected. This is great.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. Okay, you guys, I hope you enjoyed all of April's thoughts and all of her memories to this beat. Podcast Land, thank you so much for listening. If you had a few memories of your own pop up with this episode, make sure to take a screenshot, tag me on social, Tiffany Mason, or Virtually You, and share those memories. I know y'all are listening, and I'd love to hear the memories you were reminded of with this song. Also, would you do me a favor and share this episode with someone you think would enjoy it? This is the best way you can help me to grow my audience. Can't wait to dive into my next guest's Memories with a Beat. Hit subscribe now. You don't want to miss the next episode.